Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.
What's good? We are back. The one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm about to bring on a special guest. I've actually been able to produce a couple interviews behind the scenes, and this will be the first time I actually interview him. He's one of the biggest showmen in BKFC, and it'll be my first BKFC interview. So we're going to bring him on, the one and only Zach Shark Attack Kalmus. Zach,
hey,
what's good?
Hey, here we are.
Appreciate you joining us, man. I had to do a little research before I came on with you. I want to get a couple standard questions. I don't know if people ask you the standard questions, but how'd you come up with the name Shark Attack?
Shark Attack is a name that was given to me actually by an amateur boxing coach. Most great nicknames are not ones that are come up with by yourself. You got to know that my nickname, I've been the Shark since I was an amateur fighter. It's because of the way I move. A smart man always told me, don't just pay attention to what a man does. Pay attention for a living. Pay attention to how they move when they're not working. So I've always prided myself on being a shark. I move like a shark. I'm calm, I'm cool, I'm collected until it's time not to be. And that the time not to be is when it's time to eat.
That's what's up. I was seeing that you did kickboxing and Muay Thai before the BKFC. What was that like?
I played around a little with the Muay Thai. I did some smokers, which is like charity fights. You know, they're not sanctioned, but they're for good causes. Wounded fallen veterans, you know, different Toys for Tots. I raised money for charity in those Muay Thai fights. Like 8 or 9 of them were unsanctioned. They were just sparring matches. I had 2 sanctioned Muay Thai fights, and I actually got beat up pretty good. The guy that I fought is a world champion at Lion Fights. And the second guy that I fought was beat me up pretty good too. So I don't belong in kickboxing. You know what I mean? That's not, I had to find out, you know, how you really going to know unless you try.
Yeah, that's what's up. Do you ever get nervous before a fight?
Well, that's an interesting question, Paul, because when I was younger, I used to get the butterflies, get very nervous before a fight, you know, just feel like your stomach either tightening up or you just feel kind of jumpy, your heart rate's out of control, and the nerves are flying through your body. The most amazing feeling is when those butterflies take flight and they go away. A smart man said the only way out is through. And what that means is that the only way through those butterflies for me was through experience, you know, that I picked up in amateur boxing at a high level, USA boxing. I was a Golden Glove champion. I am a Golden Glove champion, 2017. I'm a New England champion, and I went all as far as regionals. I went to nationals 3 times. I got beat up by some of the best fighters in the world. And there's no shame in my game. You know, I was nationally ranked 13th in the country. So I had to go there to get here. There's a lot of backstory. I've been fighting my whole life, 14 years, sanctioned.
Okay, I noticed last 2 fights you won. You beat the Fernier cat. Am I pronouncing his name right? Am I butchering his name? Michael Fernier?
Michael Fernier.
And then you beat Joshua Freeman,
yes, sir.
And now you're about to fight Connor McKenna, I think it was Irish cat. And it looks like he came from, if I'm not mistaken, Gamebred Bare Knuckle, MMA.
Yeah.
That's a lot different, right? Is he going to be in for a rude awakening? I mean, because I've seen it's a lot different.
Well, it's only different because it's wrestling.
I mean, wrestling.
It's bare knuckle fighting. And he also has fought at BKFC as well.
He has.
He's 0-1 at BKFC, and he fought a tough fighter. So that being said, it's bare knuckle boxing. He's 0-1 at bare knuckle. He lost his first fight, but he did well. So what I'm saying to you is that I'll take this very seriously, and I don't take any man lightly. I know it's just one punch away from canvas and being not on the canvas. I don't want to be down there. I don't want to get stitches. I don't want to get hurt. I want to stay active and keep giving the people what they want. I don't want to get hurt. That's not the example that I'm leaving the industry with. I'm very happy every fight, win, lose, or draw. You know, I think that's the thing that makes me set apart, is that positively, I'm happy to be there. I'm really happy just to fight. So if I win, that's a side product of my hard work that I'm putting in right now.
That's what's up. And what's a typical day like for you when you're training?
Oh, I wake up at about 3 a.m. and I go 2 to 3 a.m. because at that time, there's no cars really on the road except the police. And I live in a very small, tight-knit community. So chances are, if I had a medical issue, say, God forbid, I had a heart attack or something happened to me on my run, I sprained my ankle even, I don't care what it is, one of those police officers is going to pull over. They're going to give me a ride home. They're good people. I'm living in a great community that's surrounded by beautiful people. Anyone can come here in the world and work hard and make a life for themselves where I live. So I like running at 3 a.m. And then I get home from my 3.5-mile run, and I do that. It's all hills where I live in Gloucester. It's an island, so it's a great road work. I'm up and down hills for 3.5 miles. I get home, I go make my breakfast, I get my protein shake made, I take a quick cold shower, and then I'm off to the YMCA. And the youth So yeah, it's right there behind my house, the YMCA. It's directly behind, it's 50 yards. So I work out, I punch the bag. And I run on the treadmill and I lift weights. And I've been fighting for so long that I don't need to be in a combat gym setting every single day. My rule of thumb is, if it doesn't have a heartbeat, I don't really need to fucking, I don't give a shit. I like fighting guys. So I show up at the gym looking for blood. I show up looking to spar. I'm there to punch people that are alive. Yeah, I hit the bag. I do bag work, bare knuckle. I never put gloves on when I do bare knuckle bag work. Mm-hmm. And you can see my knuckle falling off right there. I just hit the bag with no gloves, because if you can't do that, how are you going to punch me? If you can't, I can throw my hooks and everything the same way as I do with gloves on as I can without. My hands are never going to break. I'm never going to break my hands, because I already broke them. I punch them off the concrete until they break, and then I put them on ice, and they come back and they're like rocks. I can't even write my name.
Dang.
Yeah. Sacrifices.
Now, I noticed with BKFC, as I started getting into it, it's really hard for cats to go undefeated for a long time. How, you've had a loss or two. How did you deal with the losses and come back to win 2 straight?
So, one thing happens, the two things happen when you win or lose. It either breaks you or it makes you. You understand? You can either take a loss and you can sit back and woe is me and poor me. You know, or you could take a win, it can have the same effect. You could take a big win and it can totally ruin you. You know, you become engulfed in your own success, your own fame. You think that your shit doesn't stink, but it does. And you start thinking you're larger than life and that no one's going to get to you. But this game is filled with savages. The Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship is filled with savages, filled with great fighters, filled with talent. And I'll tell you one thing between me and the other guy, we're only one punch away. And I know that. We're only one punch away from that canvas. I've been there, and I never want to be there again. And I proved that in my work ethic. But I have respect for every warrior I've ever fought. I have respect for the fighter that Conor McKenna is. He's a great warrior from Vermont. And I will never, ever, ever disrespect that man. He's getting in the ring to fight me. So I look at him as I do myself. We're getting in there to fight. And we're getting in there to fight bare knuckle. And not a lot of guys can say that they have the stones to do that.
You're right about that. I don't know if I got the stones to get in and bare knuckle like y'all do. Because like you said, it's one punch could just be over.
I don't question it. When people say, I don't know, that means they don't. I'm being real, Paul, not disrespectful. I like you a lot. You're a good, nice guy. But when people say, I don't know, that's when you know already that they don't have it. When they offer, I don't have it. I was like, I want to fucking go. Let's go. I was trying to fight guys at my tryout. And they were like, calm down. We're going to have to, you know what I mean? I was trying to fight people. I was like, yo, what do you got, bro? What do you got? I was trying to fight guys at the tryout. And they told me to calm. Basically, I calmed down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, I'm ready to fight right now. Like, I thought I was going there to annihilate somebody. I got off the plane like. That's what it takes, man. You already know. When you're in the locker room. And it's like you're about to storm the beach in Normandy. Everybody's there, man. We're all sitting there, stone killers. And you already know right there, when the time trickles down, you either see guys get alive or you see guys go down. They shouldn't be there. They're scared. They're scared to get out there and fight. And I'm not scared to fight. I'm not scared to die.
Why is it though? It's like all y'all BKFC fighters are really nice on the interviews, but y'all stone cold killers. Like, what is that?
I think that majority of the BKFC fighters possess just a big heart. We have a big heart, and we have a big heart to get in the ring and fight with bare knuckle. So when we meet people that come to the fights, and we meet people like you who do the interviews, like I say it all the time, we're the music, but you're the conductor. Without you, our voice is never heard. So I'm just grateful for everybody that's involved with bare knuckle as a sport, as a whole. It's not about me, him, or her. It's about all of us moving forward and progressing as a family. I never did this for money. I did this so bare knuckle could be a great thing.
Now, I notice a lot of people we've interviewed in the past, like always calling out somebody. They want always that one person to fight. Is there any one person that you want to fight in BKFC? Or are you just willing to take on anybody they bring you?
Taking whoever they give me. I mean, I don't, listen, some guys, they have secret animosity towards other fighters, and I don't. Some guys take this shit way too personal because they're getting punched in the face. Me, it's another day in the life. I grew up playing hockey. I love fighting. It's in my blood. I'm a warrior, and it's never personal with me, strictly business. It's just business. I don't care. You want to fight me, I win, lose, or draw, you're going to get the same shark. I'm going to be happy because my life, only I can control how I feel. So when you have that power, it becomes a lot easier to deal with the highs and the lows. I never really change character because it's not a character. It's me. I'm fucking wild, and I'm crazy, but I'm a really great guy. So that's the bottom line. You know, there's things that I'll always do. And there's things that I'll never do. And so that's kind of where we're at.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, the hockey thing, because hockey's like bare knuckle on ice a lot of times anyway. So
I love to fight, and it don't matter where I'm at. If I'm in a boxing ring or with gloves on, or if I'm in a bare knuckle fighting ring, squared circle, or if I'm on ice, I'm going to dominate whoever's in front of me. And it's in my blood. I'm a warrior. And I refuse to let anybody put me in my place to tell me who I am. When I know who I am, I know where I'm going. Only if you know where you've been and you know where you're going. You know, where have I been and where am I going? But I know that. So that's a fact.
Now, I saw you got another contract for some more fights. How many more fights you got?
They brought me back on a multi-fight deal. So I'm here to stay. You know what I mean? They have a lot of faith in me, as they should. I'm working my butt off. I'm very proud to fight for the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. It's on my car, it's on my hat, it's on my shirt, it's on my knuckles. At this point, it's in my heart, and my DNA. It's my whole entire life is promoting this company that I fight for and this brand. I love Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, and I think that a lot of promoters know that loyalty is the most important thing to me. I'm loyal to Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, Mr. Feldman, Mr. Nate Shook. Everybody involved with Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship has treated me with the utmost respect. So I feel like I owe them my life. I owe them everything I am as a man.
That's what's up. And how many fights they got you signed for?
It's a three fight.
Three more fights. Okay.
Yeah, three more fights, and then we're going to go back and sign for another three or four more fights. I plan on doing this for another 10 or 15 years. I'm only 32 years old.
Yeah, I've seen that. You 32. You still got a ways to go.
I'm a young buck.
I got to ask you, where did Jason Mast come from, like the whole Jason Mast thing?
Well, it's funny because I played hockey goalie, so it was really it kind of fit just perfectly because the original hockey goalies didn't even wear masks, and they the first guy who invented the mask was a hockey goalie, and Jerry Shevers started writing the stitches where he got hit in the game. He would write the stitches on, and that's how they came up with the idea to self-design the goalie masks.
Yeah.
So Jerry Shevers was the original Jason mask, which is the hockey mask that he drew the stitches on where they would have been if he didn't have a helmet on. So that's the inspiration. But then, of course, you know, Jason, that's very cool. I'm a horror fan. I think that stuff's awesome. It's scary. You know, I love Halloween. My wife is from Salem, Massachusetts.
Okay. Damn.
Which city I grew
up in.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, so I grew up celebrating Halloween for the right things, you know, movies and pop culture and Halloween, trick-or-treating, costumes, all that.
I got a few more questions. You were talking about the wife. How do you balance the fight game and the married life?
Very carefully.
Because you got to give the wife a lot of quality time still, right?
Yes and no. If you're married,
yes and no.
If you're married to the right person,
yeah,
as a fighter, then they know what you're up against, and they also know what they're up against. So they balance that well, and so do you. I never have to argue with my wife. We've known each other a long time, and she knows where I'm at, and I know where she's at. It's never like that. I'm not worried about. I know where she stands as a woman, and she knows where I stand as a man. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Our marriage is a real marriage. I've been married. I've been with this woman since I was 18 years old.
Man, that's so, what's up. Congratulations.
Yes, I absolutely love my wife. We're a real family.
That's what's up.
People get it twisted because I'm crazy and wild, but there's a whole other guy that I am when I'm amongst my friends and amongst my community and amongst my family. I'm not the shark. I'm not going to fucking tear their heads off. No.
So you're not like Macho Man. They say Macho Man played the role everywhere he went, and it kind of messed up his marriage because he was Macho Man all day, every day.
No.
Sometimes you got to get out of character, right?
No. I didn't mess up his marriage. Miss Elizabeth messed up his marriage because she's a skank cooker.
Oh, man. You heard it for the shark. What's your ultimate goal in BKFC, man?
Well, you know what my dad said to me the other day? He said to me that, you know, when we're together at a restaurant, you're Zach. When you're in that ring, I get that you're Shark Attack. But you got to calm down and act like Zach when we're out in public. And I said, you know what, Dad? No, because I'm always the shark. I'm always the shark. That's why I stopped you before, because Macho Man is a character.
Yeah.
That's a character that Randy Savage played.
Yeah.
This ain't a fucking game. I'm always the shark. I don't have to play the shark. It's not a character. I'm angry. I'm angry because the world is disgusting right now. I'm out here to prove to people that we can still do it our way, and we can still have it our way, and you can still have it your way. You just got to work harder for it. You know, the American dream is alive. It's alive and well. And we don't need to be racist. We don't need to be hateful. We don't need to be spiteful. All that negative energy is taking us nowhere as a civilization. We need to grow. We need to adapt. If that means going dark for 6 months, brother, they need to do it. But yeah. People lack the communication with their own soul. They don't know who they are, so they don't know that they need 6 months in the dark. You got to stop picking up the phone, so you stop going to the club, so you stop being around toxic people, so you start walking down the right road. It's really that simple. You are who you hang out with. Take a look at your social group. How are they doing? I only hang out with winners. I sat on a bench the other day. I was talking to my brother. He said, winners only. And I said, you're right. And that's why I'm sitting with you, brother. And we felt very comfortable in that moment. But if another guy came and sat in that bench, we wouldn't have to even speak it to words. He would feel that uncomfortable because we are so put together and so organized. He would feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm the same way as you. I like to be aware of who I got around me in my circle. I like honest people first and foremost, and people that are like-minded. And then you're right, though. The world's society seemed like we went backwards some as far as race relations, and just there's a lot of hate. People waking up every day, putting their energy into hating one person.
Yo, and people are making hate. Better to do? Stop making hate. Make money.
Yeah.
I work with all kinds of people. I work with every type of person on God's green earth, and I love everybody just the same. And that's why I've reached the top of society. That's why I've reached the top. That's why I'm on the sports page every week. That's why I'm sponsored by all these companies. That's why I'm doing so well, because I show respect. I get respect. You get what you give. It's the truth. You know, more with sugar than salt. People are walking around salty. They wonder why the world treats them salty. Well, bro, go take a shower, put a smile on, and then maybe people will smile back. That's right.
Now, let me ask you this. BKFC 61 that you're going to be fighting Conor McKinnon at, where's that located at?
That's in Connecticut. On Castleville, Connecticut. Connecticut. Mohegan Sun, baby.
And what date is that? That's May 11th. May 11th. Is that the first time they've been in Connecticut?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And every event, from what I've heard, has just been sold out. Every single one still.
Yeah, the shows, the warriors, the people. It's everybody together makes it.
Makes it a one big family, right?
That's right.
Well, I want to take up all your time. I know you got to go train probably some more and whatnot. But
yeah, I got to go eat. You know, I'm at my friend's house, and he's going to work at 3. He's got a business meeting himself. My buddies are all on top.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
My buddies are all on top of the world. I'll tell you that. None of them are slackers. I have 3 friends. I only have 3 guy friends. And one of my guy friends is a fucking boss. He prints shirts. He prints stuff. He owns his own company. And as well as he works at a bar, he runs the bar and he runs a dispensary. My other friend is, let's just say he's a legend in combat sports. He's a legend. He runs Tampa, Florida. He's a big dog, and he works for BKFC. My other friend, Blake, is the number one fighter down in Louisiana. He's the adopted son of Shreveport. Blake Lacaze is an amazing man. I'm going to be there on Wednesday. We're going to be sparring, training with the legendary Sparky McDuffie at the legendary boxing gym there in Louisiana at Monroe Boxing Club. So,
well, I might have to holler at you. You said one of your friends owns a dispensary. Is that up your way?
Yes, sir.
Because we got the Dizzle brand premium luxury liqueur that we're pushing. It's in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, Arkansas. We're about to hit Georgia. And I don't know. It might be somebody who can help us out there, man. Oh, we lost Shark. There you go. Oh, you're back. We lost That's you for a second.
No. I actually have a bunch of friends in the business that I can help you with a lot of that stuff. I can make the connection for sure.
I'd really appreciate that, man.
My friend owns a dispensary up in Maine. Captain's Cannabis, he's really beast, and I could definitely hook you up with him if the stuff checks out, and I'm sure it will.
Well, before we go, any shout outs you want to do? I know you got the Bucked Up energy drink.
Bucked Up energy drink, baby. Shout out Bucked Up. Shout out Dank Printing Company. Shout out Grealish Boxing Gym. I want to shout out AJ Galante. I want to shout out Jeff Esposito at Champs Boxing Gym in Danbury, Connecticut, where I'll be finishing my camp. I want to shout out Blake Lacaze. I want to shout out Chris Big Boy Jensen. I want to shout out everybody in Florida, the whole entire state. Only winners, baby. I want to shout out Gloucester, 01930, Massachusetts, Boston, Massachusetts, Connecticut, on Castleville, Mohegan Sun, The Tribe. I want to shout them out. You know, we're ready to make noise, and I'm here. I'm a warrior. Thank you to the Native American Reservation for putting on these amazing fights. I want to shout out the U.S. government. Thank you, USDA. Thank you, Paul Pickett. Thank you,
appreciate
God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Mr. Feldman.
Appreciate you coming on, Zach. And anytime you want to come back on, man, just hit me up. I'm here for you, man.
Man, I couldn't appreciate you more. Like I said, you're the orchestrator, you know, and I'm just the sweet music. Us fighters, we can't do it without you guys, you know, and I feel like too many people are like Mr. T and Rocky, you know, don't turn a blind eye on the media. Those are your friends, man. Be cool. So thank you so much,
Paul. Well, keep making that sweet chin music for us, man, so we can keep doing what we do over here, man. Once again, Zach, the Shark Attack, Kalmus. Peace,
I wish
man.
One of these boys would hit me hard already. Come on. Bring it. All right. I'm right here. All right, I'm hopping off. Good dog.
That was Zach the Shark Attack Kalmus. First official BKFC fighter interview on Paul Pickett Podcast. Actually, was responsible, like I said, for producing a couple Circle Kings interviews with him, and always been a great entertainer. Always puts on a show for the fans, and always a nice guy. That's the thing about these guys, man. They're stone cold killers, but every single interview I've been involved with for BKFC is nothing but nice guys that show us a lot of love. And make sure y'all check them out at BKFC 61, which Hardy and Ferreira is the headliners for that. It's May 11th, 2024 in Connecticut against Connor McKinnon. And let me make sure I got the, what he said the location was for that again. BKFC 61 event. Let me pull this up real quick where it was located. Uncastle, Connecticut. And it is at the, what does that say? Oh, the Mohegan, let me pull this up. The Mohegan Sun Arena. So that's a Native American, on a Native American reservation. Definitely check it out. Saturday. May 11th, 2024. Once again, thank you for joining the Paul Pickett Podcast. And we're going to bring on some more BKFC fighters in the future. And I definitely got to stay tuned in for this BKFC 61. This is going to be very interesting. Once again, I'm Paul Pickett, and this is the Paul Pickett Podcast. And we out. As soon as I find my little intro here. Beats by Trill, straight killer Ville, dog.